Hello, I'm Emily Ann Zimmerman. I'm a member at First United Methodist in Orlando, and I'm doing week 3 of the 31-day journey. Hope you are enjoying participating in this. And for the past 2 weeks, we've been thinking about confessing Jesus as our Savior and trusting in His grace. For week 3, we are looking at opportunities of participating in this relationship of Savior and grace by serving our neighbors and serving Jesus. Our scripture of the week is Joshua 24, 14 through 24, where God urges us to serve only the Lord our God, not any other God. To serve the Lord only means that we don't let anything or anybody take over our life that separates us from God. And to serve the Lord means to serve God's people, our sisters and brothers. God calls us to serve each other and especially the oppressed, and offer them justice and shalom, and to look for the face of Jesus in the faces of all of our brothers and sisters. In my directions for the preparation of my journey for the day, I was asked, what do you think is next for the United Methodist Church? So I'm gonna just jump right in with my suggestion for something I believe that God is calling us to do. Our church is at a juncture now that could open some opportunities of service to people and make our church a more inclusive body of Christ that is open to all. We now have a time to open doors that have been closed in the past. We are a church that opens doors and welcomes in those kept out. In my lifetime, I've experienced opening doors for the first time to people of color, to full membership and full participation, to leadership in the church. It was a difficult time for some, and as a result, there were divisions in some churches. Even in my home church, a group left St. James in Palatka and started their own independent church. But for the most part, the people of the church realized God and the Methodist Church were open to all people of all colors and of all nations. And the church grew close together, and we all got to know each other as sisters and brothers and began to live and serve together in harmony. I shudder to think what would have been lost if the doors had not been open, for me personally, for the church, for the people of color, for the kingdom. As we deepen our commitment to Jesus, our convictions about Jesus and grace move us toward acts of justice and mercy. I see an opportunity for the church to continue its journey of being an inclusive church that opened doors to all. I can hear people outside the church pleading to be let in. I know people of different sexual orientation are pleading to be a part of the United Methodist Church. And there may be others who are asking, but I believe we now have an opportunity to open the doors of the United Methodist Church to these, our sisters and brothers, to offer shalom and justice and to serve them and to be served by them. I hope our church will decide to open another door, one for our sisters and brothers whose sexual orientation has prevented them from being full members of the United Methodist Church, and that they will be welcomed and will become full participants of the church, serving and being served. In many churches, these sisters and brothers are already serving as pastors, leaders, servants, but without the official approval of the church. But this could be the day, the time, where the church says, come in, you're welcome as full members of the United Methodist Church. My hope for the church and our world is this could be the day that there is justice for all and enough for everyone. I've been a part of this wonderful church in the smallest and the largest congregations of our conference for 90 years. I love it dearly, and I have great hopes for its continued service to the world. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of these days of contemplation.